بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الحديث الأول عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أردت علي الأمم إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of tawakkul and yaqeen. That is that we have full conviction on every aspect of deen which has come in the Quran Sharif, and we have full trust on it also. This is absolutely essential, and dunya is continuously in front of us and dunya attracts us towards it. So to make continuous effort that our yaqeen is on Allah Ta'ala, which is in ghaib. Therefore it needs quite a bit of effort, which is by the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala and the company of the righteous and the pious, the two main sources by which we can acquire that yaqeen. And then to have full trust on Allah and only on Allah Ta'ala, not share that trust with other things, then that will become shirk. But we only trust on Allah Ta'ala. So we read the first hadith where all the ummats were presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, and some anbiya who came with very few followers, some who came with no followers. And the greatest followers were of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam loves and desires that his ummat must be the biggest. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained from amongst them of his ummah, which will be so huge and so large, there will be 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, without any accountability, they will enter Jannah. And the Sahaba asked, who are they? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, humul ladhina la yarqoon. Those are those people who don't make ruqiyah. That is, they don't make any type of ta'weez. And here ulama have explained, that is the wrong ta'weez, haram, which is made with help from shaitan and the jinnat. But the correct ta'weez is permissible. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ They don't ask others for this ta'weez either. That is, they don't get involved in any type of those things. وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ And they don't go to any fortune tellers, and they don't take any omens, bad omens of anything. In other words, their tawheed is 100%. Nothing interferes with their tawheed, that Allah is wahdahu la shariq. And in this, there are various types of things, whether it is amils, and vast majority of them are people who are just false, and they just put doubts in the people. And all wrong types of ta'weez they make, a person should be very careful about that. And also nowadays various types of therapies also there are, which also have got their roots in all Jewish things, in all Buddhist things and all Hindus things. We should be very careful about that also. They are all given an Islamic flavor and name, and just technical Islamic names. But in essence, it is all wrong things. We should totally avoid ourselves from that. Trusting on Allah Ta'ala completely, we should stay away from all types of insurance also. Whatever types of insurance and medical aids, etc. Our trust should be solely on Allah Ta'ala, and we shouldn't have trust on all these haram things. So those are the people that will enter Jannah and without any reckoning. Also towards the end of the hadith we read that Hazrat Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked that he must be made amongst them. He was one of the very, very pious Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. And also one of the great, great noble strategies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when another Sahabi asked, and then it would have been a continuous chain, everyone should have asked, make me also of them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very, very effectively just said, your brother Ukasha beat you to that. He is already, so nobody else will ask also. So this was the hadith. Further we read, this hadith teaches us that reliance upon Allah Ta'ala is the cornerstone of faith. And that those who have complete trust and conviction in Allah Ta'ala will enter paradise, Jannah, without any reckoning. This is a very important aspect of our Iman and Yaqeen, that we have full trust only on Allah Ta'ala. We have a Yaqeen also on Allah Ta'ala. We must not have any doubts about Allah Ta'ala, about Deen, the Akhirat, life of the Qabr, etc. It must be a complete conviction, and that Yaqeen must be more than what we see with our eyes. That Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq, the giver of Ruzi, more than what we trust our shops, our jobs, our salary which is in our hands, which is in our pocket. More than that must be our trust on Allah Ta'ala. And in all other matters also, our full trust should be only on Allah Ta'ala. And we should also have that full tawakkul, yaqeen also, and tawakkul also only on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It should be remembered that the ruqiyah, incantations which Islam forbids, are those which entail disbelief in Allah Ta'ala. That is all the wrong, going to sangomas, etc., going to fortune tellers, etc., that is all totally haram. It is, and a person can easily lose his iman also in the process of that. It is totally forbidden for Muslims to visit such people who claim to cure, bring ease and riches, or solve problems with the aid of demons, satanic powers, words of blasphemy, etc. All that is totally a person which is totally haram. It is not at all for a believer in any way who believes in the oneness, the qudrat and power of Allah, that he resorts to all these things. In that is included all the various types of therapies which have become common, and mainly amongst women, and unfortunately many alimas are also involved in that. So we should be very careful about that. We are, however, permitted to use such ruqiyah that are based on the words of the Quran and Hadith. That is permitted, but the superior thing is not even to use that. To have full trust on Allah, and the means that Allah gave us are du'as. We turn to Allah Ta'ala, and the greatest wasila to reach Allah are a'mal. So all our actions we see that our actions are correct, and our greatest enemy and greatest causer of harm are our sins, which are caused by our nafs and shaitan. So a person is to make full effort that he's on his guard, and he guards himself against nafs and shaitan and the commitment of sins. This is what destroys a person completely. May Allah give us the proper iman, yaqeen, make effort for it, and have full trust, and realize that dunya's life, its difficulties are also short-lived, its enjoyments are also short-lived. And the difficulties are nothing compared to the difficulties of akhirah, and the enjoyments are also nothing compared to the enjoyments of akhirah. The real object of a mu'min is akhirat, the pleasure of Allah. If we keep that in mind, everything else will fall in place very easily. A person won't have any difficulty in understanding also, and his conviction also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.